You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis says it is the Holy Spirit that moves the Church, but for many Christians today, the Holy Spirit is a stranger. Speaking on Monday morning during Mass at the Casa Santa Marta, the Pope urged believers to allow themselves to be propelled by the Holy Spirit, whom he said shows us the way to freedom. Drawing inspiration from the reading of the day, which recounts the dialogue between Paul and the first disciples in Ephesus, Pope Francis recalled that the disciples told Paul that they had not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit. This is something, he said, that happens today as well, as many who believe in Jesus do not know the Holy Spirit. They say, he explained, that they have learnt through catechism that the Holy Spirit is in the Trinity, but they do not know anything more, and they wonder what the Spirit does. Well, Pope Francis said, the Holy Spirit is the one who moves the Church.
Lo Spirito Santo è quello che muove la Chiesa.
The one who works in the Church and in our hearts, making each Christian unique and yet together with other Christians a unit. The Holy Spirit, the Pope continued, opens the doors and invites us to bear witness to Jesus. The Holy Spirit is the protagonist of the living Church. And warning the faithful against the danger of not living up to this mission of the Holy Spirit by reducing faith to morals and ethics, the Pope said it is not enough to just respect the commandments and do nothing more. Christian life, Francis reiterated, is not just an ethical life, it's an encounter with Jesus. And it is thanks to the Holy Spirit that this encounter takes place and that we do not remain living room Christians.
Lo Spirito Santo non sa fare una cosa. Cristiani da salotto.
Virtual Christians who are not virtuous.
Non sa fare cristiani virtuali, ma non virtuosi.
And inviting us all to prepare for the upcoming Feast of Pentecost, the Pope urged us to reflect on the action of the Holy Spirit in our lives, to ask ourselves whether we have the courage to go out into the world bearing witness to Jesus, and to ask for the grace of docility to the Spirit. I'm Linda Bordoni.